Secretary of State new powers to compel Stormont to implement abortion laws. Northern Ireland's abortion laws changed last March after Westminster acted during the absence of devolution. The DUP has now warned that any move to compel Stormont to implement the laws would have serious consequences for devolution. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman is on the line with more on this. Tommy, you might just remind us how this has all got to this point.
Well, the British government felt it was under human rights responsibilities to introduce abortion provisions in Northern Ireland, as is the case in the rest of the United Kingdom. And it did so with the support of the Labour Party, very active support, at Westminster when Stormont was closed. Then in January of last year, Stormont reopened. The legislation was supposed to come into force in March of last year, but the actual on-the-ground provision of services has not taken place. Now, the health minister in Stormont, Robin Swan, says he's not sure, he doubts, that he, as health minister alone, can actually provide those services, that it's within his remit. He believes that it's a cross-community matter at Stormont executive level, and that's where responsibility must be sought and got. And of course, he's doing so in the firm knowledge that the DUP is an anti-abortion party. And when those measures come before the executive, the DUP's the DUP will be minded to block them. So it's as a result of that stalemate, Brian, you have some people ordering pills online. You have some health trusts providing some services. You have some women still taking the boat to England in pandemic times. And it's because of that and because of the human rights element that the British government was going to be challenged over that the British government has decided to act through Brandon Lewis. But of course, it raises the question, where does the responsibility of power sharing begin and end, and why is the British government doing this?
Yeah, also questions this lunchtime over the future of power sharing under threat, according to the Loyalist Communities Council. They've issued a statement again in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Listeners will recall that that group temporarily withdrew support for the Good Friday Agreement over the protocol. What are we to make of this latest statement from the Loyalists, Tommy?
It's symptom of more of the same. I heard your last interviewee talking about a situation where the pandemic problem comes fast and solutions come slow. In Northern Ireland, problems are coming thick and fast and there are no signs of solutions. Matters have been really complicated by Brexit. So here you have the Loyalists saying that if the system of checks at the ports is not changed, it can see power sharing collapsing. But at the same time, it's offering no solutions. And I think, Brian, you're seeing every day here now at Stormont a power sharing administration that's struggling under the weight of its responsibilities with no solutions in sight.
And of course, the protocol remaining an issue of contention and some shift, it might seem, this week, Tommy, in the White House's attitude towards the dispute. Reports from Washington that they're not going to be taking sides on this protocol controversy.
Yeah, Brian, I think that was the most interesting part of the exchanges involving the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the members of the power sharing executive, Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill, and President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. You were asking yourself, what is going to be the big picture situation here? Will the Americans go soft in relation to sort out the protocol matters? We're not going to get involved in that. We support the Good Friday Agreement, broad brush material. But actually, no, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made it clear, and you can maybe see the influence of the likes of Richie Neal there, they made it clear that they support the notion of the Northern Ireland Protocol as well as the Good Friday Agreement. So that was a setback, I'd say, for the British government. But I think for the Irish, for Micheál Martin in particular, I'd say he was quite encouraged by what he heard, because this was the first, I suppose, real time exchange that he had with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And certainly the Americans showed no sign of going soft in relation to the protocol.
All right, Tommy Gorman, Northern Editor, thank you for that.